Declan, four huge games ahead, crunch games ahead, starting away at the champions at Oriel Park, Dundalk. This task isn't easy.
No, well, what I would say about that, Dermot, is that we've given ourselves a chance. We've given ourselves a chance over a 32 game, you know, we've played our 32 games. We're now in the business end of the season. We've given ourselves a chance. That's all it does. We've put ourselves in the mix. I think two teams out of three will qualify for Europe. We want to be one of those, obviously. But the application and the honesty and the performances of the players over the course of this season has given ourselves a chance. That's what it is. We're going to a very difficult venue, home of the champions. You know, a team that are perceived to be one of the best teams in the history of League of Ireland football. And we're going there with an expectation that we want to pick up 3 points. That's what the feeling within the group is. We're understanding that it's such a difficult task, but we have to look back on the history of it and see that we're in a good place ourselves. We've went to very difficult places all year and performed really well and picked up points. Dundalk are magnificent. Let's not underestimate how good they are. But we've put it up to them over the course of four games already, and we've got to make sure that we do exactly the same again come Friday night.
You're talking there, those epic battles are in the past. You have more than a match, Dundalk, but ended up with draws, Declan. A lot of people are forecasting that there'll be a shake-up in the squad tomorrow night because the title's secure. But even at that, they're still bringing in quality.
Look, they've got players there that are the best in the country in every position, two and three times over. They've players there are fighting for contracts for next year, as we are. They've got players there are fighting for starting berths in the cup final that's coming up in a couple of weeks' time. So there'll be no let-up from Dundalk in their quest for more points. And that's why they are champions, is because they're such a professional outfit. They're such a team that drives itself to achieve and achieve and achieve. So we're very much a new guys on the block. We're learning from the Dundalk games. We're learning from every game we play this year. And we've got to make sure that we're fully focused, that we're going down here. They work at the levels that we worked with in the League Cup final, levels that we worked with in the FAI Cup second round, where we went to the last minute of extra time. So we're understanding that we have got to be very much at our best to go down here and win. And I feel that we can do it, but ultimately we've got to be very much 100% right and really focused and determined to get something from the game.
Well, one of the positives of the season overall, Declan, I know there's four games to go, including this one, is your away form, and that you've only lost three times on the road. And I mean, that's a massive positive.
It's a massive positive, but again, that's testimony to the players and their application and how they've bought into what game plans we want to put to them in terms of picking up points. But you know, we want to get better. We've had too many draws this year. There's no doubt about it. Our away form's been superb. I think our home form's been superb because every cup game we've played has been at home. So there's an extra amount of games played in the Brandywell this year. But we've been relentless. We've been very good. But there's nothing handed out with four games to go. We've got to make sure that we see this job through. Got to make sure that the players get a bit of reward for the endeavours during the course of the season. And I think they go from third bottom last year to third top this year would be a magnificent achievement. But again, we're fully understanding that St. Pat's and Bohemians also want to finish in that third place. So there's a lot of football to be played. There's 12 points up for grabs. I feel that we need to try and take 12 points to make sure that we finish in that third place.
Well, to finish in third place, it's all to play for as a team. But individually, Declan, Parkhouse and Junior are knocking on the door of being top goal scorer. And again, that's a testament to the season.
Absolutely. And you know, we've 17 different goal scorers this year, which is a magnificent record. We've scored more goals than anybody in the last 15 minutes of games. And again, that's another record I'm very proud of, because it means we're very fit and we're very focused and we stay in games and we fight right to the end. So absolutely, Junior and Parky have been brilliant in terms of their goals, but you know, they'll be the first to tell you our creativity as a team has given that opportunity to get them goals. The pleasing aspect, you know, people left the Brandywell disappointed last Friday night that we beat Cork 4-0. What is that about? Cork came here and won 3-0 last year and ran over the top of Derry because it was at the game. Yet people are saying it's uneventful. It was hard to watch. Really? If Hardy watches beating Cork 4-0 in the Brandywell, they should cast their minds back 12 months and have a wee inkling of what it was like here 12 months ago. So I'm standing up for my players because ultimately they've been brilliant all year. Keeping a clean sheet last week pleased me, scoring 4 goals. We scored 4 goals against Cork home and away. We scored 4 goals against Waterford here. We scored 4 goals here against Fanharps. If people tell me it's easy to score 4 goals, then we need to sit down and have a proper conversation because these guys are giving us everything and we should be extremely proud of the players and what they're giving us.
Thanks very much, Declan.